All right, as previously stated, we are so happy to have Brother and Sister Sprinkle that are going to be speaking to us on our couples devotion tonight. And before they do, I just want to make a few comments here. We all know the Sprinkles. We love, appreciate, and respect Brother and Sister Sprinkle. They are leaders in our church. They are role models in our church, but more importantly, they each are prayer warriors. They know how to get a hold of God. So we definitely want to hear what they have to share with us this evening. I'm going to go ahead and turn it over now to Sister Sprinkle. Go right ahead, Sister Sprinkle.
Praise the Lord, church. I want to give honor to Pastor Clark and Sister Clark. I'm so thankful for them. I thank God that we have a pastor that stands for truth. I want to give honor to my husband. I love him very much. I'm a little nervous because I'm going to go down memory lane, and I'm going to be transparent, and I'm going to open my heart tonight. So please pray for me. I am a witness of God's mercy. I was backslid for a while. And when the Clarks came, I had just come back. I was single, and I had two children. And the Clarks probably don't remember all this, but I remember having a meeting with them and, you know, just meeting them coming to our church. They were taking over Ontario. I was making my way back to God, and I had gotten it in my mind that I wanted to move to Indiana. And, of course, Pastor Clark, not knowing really who I was, you know, he was like, sorry, to, you know, if that's what you feel that God's will is for you. But I left one important thing out. I was moving for the wrong reason, and that's for another day. And so the Lord prompted me, and I had to come clean to Pastor and Sister Clark. And when I told them my reason, he told me absolutely not. That was my first test with our new pastor, so I obeyed. And as the months went, I wasn't looking for anybody. I wasn't looking to get married. I wanted just to get close to God. I had been away from God for 7 years, and I just knew, and God was with me through those 7 years. And I knew that I needed to consecrate and dedicate unto God. And through that time, I had met Brother Jeff. And Brother Jeff was single, never entered my mind, you know, anything other than just my brother. And he desired a lot of the same things that I did. So as a brother and a sister, we just started fasting and praying. And as God started dealing with us, we started to, you know, say, well, you know, this could work. You know what I mean? And we had gone to Pastor Clark, and we started praying. And this is where I want to really make a note of it, is that our pastor is so conscientious. When we had talked to him about starting to date, he talked to my brother Eddie, was in Ontario. That's my brother that just passed away. And my brother knew Brother Jeff really well. And, you know, me not knowing him, you know, I just had to pray and seek God. But Pastor Clark got with my family to see how they felt about it. He got with my children to see how they felt about it. And as time went on, we knew that it was the will of God. I thank God that, you know what, He is so merciful. When we make a step to God, He makes three steps to us. And I just want to tell a little story. We were only married a couple of years, you know. It's not always peaches and cream, and there's not always flowers and, you know, rainbows and all that. But it's just a matter of meshing. It's two souls meshing together. And my husband had been wanting to get a job with the school district. And there had been many hurdles that he had to go over. And finally, an opening had opened. My husband was working for a different bus company at that time. And the district had offered him a job as a sub. Well, this job did not guarantee 1 hour. It did not guarantee anything. And I was like, Jeff, are you sure you want to take this job? You know, I know that you've been wanting this, but there's no guarantees, and you already have this job. And the Lord, he smote me in my heart, and he said, I can do anything. I can supersede anything. And so I said, well, okay, let's just do it. And I can say my husband's been with the school district almost 20 years, and he's never missed 1 hour. God gave him favor, even though we can't see what God is doing, the end product is victory. I just want to talk a little bit about when you're looking for a mate. It is so important that your pastor walks every step with you, because God doesn't show us everything. And you want a mate that desires God above all. And I can say that about my husband. I respect him and I trust him. And I just want to leave you with one scripture. Well, it's about four scriptures, and it's in 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 4. And it says, charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up, does not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth, beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, and endureth all things. And I can honestly say that my husband, he is truly a man of God. Thank you, Brother Vic. What happened?
Okay, Brother Sprinkle, are you on the line, sir?
Praise the Lord, yes, sir.
All right, great. Go ahead, sir.
Praise the Lord, church. Real quick, let me thank my wife. Those were awesome memories there. That was great. That was great tonight, what she had to say. And I confirmed that every word of it was true. And I'm thankful, first of all, to my pastor, Pastor Clark, and his wife, Sister Clark. I love you both. I want to tell the church that I love you all. And I pray for all of you in the church. And it might not be every day, but usually get around to praying for every one of you in the church, especially when I feel something for any one of you. I love you all. And so tonight, I want to just talk a little bit about prayer. I do appreciate, you know, since the pandemic, I'm a little honest with you that I feel like in my life prayer had dropped off a little bit. But not that I quit praying, not that I didn't touch God, because I still touch God. But, you know, just being honest, I think, for me, I can say that, you know, I've dropped off in prayer, but I feel that burning passion to get back in there. And I felt it, the preaching, you know, that we've been having. Brother Fontanez has been wonderful. Brother Chavez, Brother Rao, all of the brother, Brother Stephen, Brother Roseberry. Of course, Pastor Clark on Wednesday night was superb and fits pretty much what I've been feeling. And just want to let the church know we weren't in service Wednesday night, but in our home, church, I want to just say we prayed when it was prayer time, and God was here powerfully in our home. Me and my wife both were just speaking in tongues, and the glory of God was here. Now, I'm not saying that, you know, praying at home is always the best, because, church, I really love being at the church and having my personal time of prayer, and that's what I want to talk about. I've been dedicating more and going to the church more, and I have been making some sacrifices, to tell you. Get up at 3:45 in the morning and make my way to the church. But you know what, church? Just repenting and making things right. I want to talk a little bit about repentance today. But I got some scriptures I want to read, and I'll get to the repentance part. 1 Timothy 6:12, Paul's writing, and he says, fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called and has professed a good profession before many witnesses. And I want to say, church, we got to. Sometimes it's not easy when we maybe back off on prayer or reading the word or fasting. God knows I can improve in those areas, but that's what's been on my heart. And I want to encourage every one of you. We got to. Even when it's hard to make that, you know, sacrifice, we got to fight this good fight of faith in prayer. That's where we're gonna get the victory. Just like Pastor preached on Wednesday, what kind of servant are we? And I want to be favored by my Lord. And so let me move on. This is the scripture. This is a powerful scripture I'm going to read now in Hebrews 4:16. And a lot of you probably know it by heart, but I wrote mine down here. So let me read it for us. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. And you know, church, ever since I got saved and filled with the Holy Ghost, it's really been a fight all the way. You know, the devil's right there trying to tell you. He's a, you know, liar, of course, father of all lies. He tried to tell you, you don't even have the Holy Ghost. But you know what? It's those times in prayers when God just reassures us, you're my son or you're my daughter, you know, church. And then I'll come back to this, come boldly before the throne of grace. But Romans 1 and verse 16 says, and we all know this one, we all heard it, I believe. Some of you might have memorized it. It says, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also the Greek. That pretty much covers Jews and Gentiles, covers anybody that will obey this gospel. So in Romans 1:16, you know, it talks about, of course, we like this scripture a lot of times because we feel like our faith, you know, when we hear this verse, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. I've obeyed this truth. And so what is this gospel? We know that the gospel is, when you break it down, it's the good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ, the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord. Oh, what I want to bring out tonight, when I say this scripture, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. The gospel is not just believing and having faith. It's the plan of salvation, what I'm talking about, of repentance, water baptism in the name of Jesus Christ, or the remission of your sins, and the infilling of the Holy Ghost. We know that is speaking in other tongues as the Spirit gives the utterance. And so I think a lot of times when we hear that scripture, I'm not ashamed of the gospel, we can say amen, amen. But when you talk about the gospel, church, it's repentance. And a lot of times we like to go over repentance. And since I've been feeling more of a hunger and been dedicating more. I've really been enjoying, this might sound crazy, because I think as a Christian, we think, man, repentance, it's a hard walk sometimes, church, but repentance. I've been enjoying repentance. I've been enjoying confessing and searching my heart and searching my life and loving my God and my Lord. And you know what? That's like a cornerstone. That's the first stop when we need to come into God's presence. You know, not only just we thank Him, love Him, but you know, church, we got to get around to searching our hearts. And when we pray, we got to have a time, church, where we can get washed and cleansed and cry and weep and get that strength and pray through what we call praying through. It starts with repentance. It might start as you go pray with, you enter His presence with thanksgiving. I'm for that. I'm for that, and I do that. But I don't want to skip over repentance. And that's what I wanted to talk a little bit about, because I've been dedicating more, and I appreciate, you know, we need preachers. I love to hear pastor. I love to hear the brethren. And I'm thankful for all ministry, because, church, we need every gift to be in operation. And that's what I want. I want to talk about our altar, not just repentance. You know, I'm not going to just hammer repentance. I want it all. And I feel, church, tonight that I'm hungering for the altar. I'm hungering to, if you would say, I want to guard our altar. I want our altars to be a place, you know, and I've, you know, where there's power and conversion. And I know for myself, there's been times when I'm up at the front, maybe I'm talking a little bit, but in my mind, I want to get back to the altar being a sacred place and a place of power and conversion and meeting with God. And that's my desire tonight. And I want all of you to know I love you, and I'm praying for you, and I love you, and love my pastor. And I you know what? I want to search my heart. I want to search my heart, because you know my flesh, it likes to live sometimes, and I got to get rid of some thoughts or some bitterness, or you know, even Brother Sprinkle. Yes, my wife talked a lot of good things about me, but you know what, Brother Jeff does real good when he has an altar in his life. Amen. Amen. And so tonight, church, I just want to, I hope this helps somebody, and I just really want you to know I love you and appreciate every one of you. Brother Victor, that's it.
Thank you. And it was great, Brother Sprinkle. Let me just back up a little bit. After Sister Sprinkle finished up, Brother Victor was trying to say something, but Brother Victor had his line muted. I apologize for that. I just want to say, Sister Sprinkle, thank you for that, those great words of instruction and the anointing that accompanied your words. It was powerful. Thank you. Thank you. And Brother Sprinkle, thank you for reminding us that we can come boldly into and unto the throne of grace. And the last thing that Brother Sprinkle mentioned was we need to have an altar in our life. And that is the truth, church. Let's make sure that we build that altar and that we come to that altar regularly and as often as we can. Praise God. Again, Brother and Sister Sprinkle, we look to you and your great role models and examples to us. And I'm sure that everyone that's on the line is going to take everything that we hear tonight to heart. All right, and once again, we want to remind everybody about tomorrow morning at 10:30 a.m. We are having a special outreach. Those of you who can come, we're going to be wearing masks and practicing social distancing, do the best we can with that. And with that said, please be thinking and meditating upon everything that we heard tonight. God bless all of you. Have a great night. In Jesus' name, amen.